cash, homie.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
Tommy, this is the moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
After 199, tomorrow it goes down. Live from the brand new arena in Las Vegas where our own Fox Sports Champ Creed is out there on location. UFC 200, people. Welcome to the Soul and Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. My name is Mike Pierman Sr., and for the next hour, we're going to give you nothing but power in sports. But first, the particulars, people. 347-637-3859 is the number to get in now. I don't know if you're going to get in, because it's a jam-packed show. Matter of fact, here it comes. I'll present my dictionary. I'm lying. I've been using this word for so long for the day I'm watching TV. And somebody said, ooh, you dug the dictionary. A smorgasbord, a plethora of things to talk about today leading up to UFC 200. And as I wear my heart on my sleeve, John Jones out of UFC 200? As Stone Cold would say, not so fast. Tonight, we will get an answer on the B sample that John Jones put in. If cleared, question mark, if cleared, possibly, Dana D.H. White will be forced to put John Jones back on this card. As I wear my heart on my sleeve. If not, we got to watch Anderson Silva take on Danny all about them cakes. About them cakes, Cormier. But what a card. We got Sage Northcutt sweeping lane, Johnny. Go on the call. We got TJ Dillashaw in the program. Cain Velasquez, Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar, Misha Cupcake. I know Wally's going to like that. Kate is on the call, and Brock Lesnar. Also, people, a lot to talk about today. Make sure you follow us on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and other social media. It's so at 1340 AM Fox Sports. Follow yours truly, Mike _ Pierman Senior on the Twitter. Snapchat, that's right, people. I'll be snapping, and you can be chatting with yours too. But as always, I can't do this thing alone because I'm at my real job. This is a job that's my career. Let me welcome in my crew, the people that really hold me down. Not like my wife holds me down, but my crew that holds me down. All the way live from the city of Birmingham. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, fellas, man? Big UFC card this weekend, probably the biggest one they've ever had. You know it's a big UFC card when there's at least, in every fight, there's at least one name that I recognize, okay? So it's got to be big. It's got to be big in that case because I recognize a name in every fight. And of course, Brock Lesnar, big name. Cormier versus Silva, I don't really understand that matchup, but, you know, whatever. It's not for me to understand. It's for me to enjoy. So, you know, it is what it is.
Also, join us from the DMV. It's a Friday. Some of that traffic is crazy. What's going on? Boy!
What's going on, fam? Everything is gravy. I'm like Jay Chris. You got names you recognize. And for me, you know, that's weird. There's a couple names I do recognize. So, you know, it has to be one of the biggest, you know, fights, you know, biggest cards of the year or ever. You know what I mean? Brock Lesnar can do both. He can wrestle and be in the UFC. How does that happen? You can do both.
All about that money. Yeah. That's how you can do them both. And also join us from the real RVA. He goes by M.E. Richmond on the Twitter, but he's one half of the best Mike and Mike tandem in radio. So hopefully he got some bars for Pierre that he's been writing. Or better yet, he's probably better when he freestyles. What's going on, Micah?
Yo, 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 I'm always better when I freestyle. You call me an animal, man, because I know how to get wild. Don't need to repair my bars, man, because I'm not fake. I actually did start from the bottom. I'm like that douchebag we know that man Drake. Yeah, we don't care about all that. There you go.
I'm sorry. Did you just call him a douchebag? I didn't know that was legal on the radio. 347-637-3859. We are in the barbershop. Everybody know when you're in the barbershop, you can talk about whoever, whatever, or whatever you want to in the barbershop, because this is where Barbershop Talks Meets Radio. God, listen, you have heard the rest. Now you're listening to the best. If you're not down in the barbershop, then frankly, you can't come to the barbershop. Like Trick says, and Nutty by Nature, if you ain't from the barbershop, then don't come to the barbershop because you can't understand the barbershop. J. Chris, with a show like today, we know what it is. It's pretty much hashtag, everybody get out there, hashtag lock it up. I need everybody who's playing this show to tweet from their own personal Twitter account, hashtag lock it up, except for you while you drive it. You get a pass. While you get your pass. Well, it's only one who gets a pass, unless we got one of them dashboard phones like I got. Okay, so
nah,
sometimes you can kind of one of them kind of things. But if not, everybody, hashtag lock it up. I get off with J. Chris. I gave y'all the entire car. And off air, J. Chris was like, yeah, I think you put like every single match in here. And typically, we only go over like the top matches on the card. So I'm going to try to do my best, guys, and just bring out the matches that I believe everybody should. But it's such a big card. You got a Fox Sports 1 card, and the main event, guys, starts at 7 o'clock, okay? That shows you how big this card is when the main event starts at 5, okay? If I got to check that, is that Eastern or Central time? Because that's a little weird for that to be Western time, for that to be a 7 o'clock start time for the pay-per-view. I know it's a stacked card, but that still doesn't kind of equate. So maybe when I got the notes and everything from Champ, he gave me West Coast time, but... let's just start off with the obvious and what I thought off the show with. John Jones has his B sample that was tested, should be back sometime this evening. Now, if he is cleared of all charges here, and there was a – because things can happen. Somebody could, you know, test positive for marijuana, but actually was eating a bunch of poppy seeds. I saw that on one of them True Lights on MTV. It's possible. Okay, if that happens, J. Chris – should Dana D.H. White be forced to put John Jones back in his card, or is it too late?
That's a good question, Mike, to be honest with you. That's a real good question. It's kind of hard to that's a tough one. I mean, he should technically, yeah, he should put John Jones back because that's really the fight people want to see. If you want to give the people what they want, give them Cormier versus Jones, right? But the problem is now you got Anderson Silva in there. You're going to have him traveling. Put John Jones back on there. Put John Jones back on there, you know, if it comes down to it. Because, you know, Cormier versus Silva, really? Come on, man. That just feels like a throw-in. That just feels like a throw-in.
Listen,
there, like a panic move.
J. Chris, exactly, it's a panic move. But what makes it worse than a regular panic move is, let's be honest, even if this was the Anderson Silva that people used to know and love, right? That was undefeated, 14 times defending his title, Anderson Silva, right?
Mm-hmm.
He still would be a mismatch for Daniel Cormier. We're talking about a light heavyweight, borderline heavyweight, taking on, clearly a guy who I believe outweighs him by 40 pounds, and Daniel Cormier, whose style only lends him to one way of fighting, and that's wrestling. He even said when he was going against John Jones that he would – wrestle him and try to hold him down for 5 rounds. We know the kryptonite to Anderson Silva, as we saw when Sheryl Sutton and him had their wars, where Sheryl Sutton almost dethroned the great Anderson Silva, is all you got to do is out-wrestle him. I don't see how this fight makes any sense at all, especially what you're even saying, J. Chris, being just the occasional UFC guy that you are. Even you could identify this is just a fight that, I mean, he's 0-5 in his last 5 fights, and it's Anderson Silva. Coming off the broken leg fight, of course. But I don't get this. Go ahead.
When we spoke about it earlier, The first thing I asked you was, what's the weight difference there? I mean, that's like Kovalev, and it's like for boxing fans. Let's put it in perspective for the boxing fans. It's like Kovalev, light heavyweight champion Kovalev, fighting, I don't know, Adrian Bronner,
Dante Wilder, or Dante Wilder.
Not even.
Yeah, I like yours better. Like Adrian Bronner, you're right. It's really a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
It really is.
It's a huge difference, and I don't even understand why. I wouldn't even. If I'm Silva, I wouldn't even agree to that, because you're walking into a no-win situation, really.
It definitely. I love you guys.
I should say can't win. I should say can't. Not no win, but can't win.
Well, this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. I think that was a very intelligent demographic or analogy that you just gave us as well, because he hasn't prepared for this fight. I think, and here go a guy who's not even a UFC guy like that just coming on board with this. I believe Wally said about 2 months ago, why when these guys get hurt, don't you have another guy already ready? There should already be two alternate fighters, right, in case somebody gets hurt or something like this happens, to be prepared for. And then this wouldn't happen. Anderson Silva wasn't training for Daniel Cormier. If he was training for Daniel Cormier, his only chance of beating Daniel Cormier, I'm sorry, all about those takes Cormier, is to knock him out. He has no chance to, like, in my opinion, to come close in this fight. Wally, you came up with that analogy, and clearly no one's prepared for this fight. Does Anderson Silva have a chance before we even lock this co-main event up?
I always look at, Cormier hasn't, prepared for Silva either. So I guess in that aspect, he has a slight chance. But again, what you asked Jay Chris about Jones, I'm a fan about in terms of business, you making money, you got to slide him in early. As soon as he gets that clean sample, if he comes out clean, you got to slide him in and have him at that slot. But in terms of, Silva having an opportunity to beat Cormier, I'll say this much, just because either fighter isn't prepared for each other, that's how I look at it, because they both had a plan prior, like either Silva wasn't doing anything, and then you had Cormier ready to fight Jones. And in a grand scheme of things, just because of they weren't preparing for each other, there's that chance. You know what I mean? There's that chance. It's like in boxing. If you aren't prepared for somebody, you're going to get knocked out. So either way, anything can happen.
See, I want to agree, because you're right. Anything can happen, especially in combat sports. It's just the type of fighter that Daniel Cormier is, going off of what I know of him, what his strengths is, it doesn't really matter who his opponent is. He's going to do the same, take the same approach. And that's because UFC is not like boxing, right? Or even in the sense of boxing, right? To put it like, as Jay Chris said earlier, in the perspective of boxing fans. You got your punchers, right? You got your boxers. You got your brawlers. UFC is kind of the same way. You got your mixed martial arts guys. You got your wrestling guys. Cormier is going to wrestle him. And he's not only does he outweigh him by 30, 40, 45 pounds, we know that Anderson Silva's kryptonite is wrestlers. I think it's going to be, this fight should be over really quick. And that's a shame, because Anderson Silva, like majority of MMA fighters, one of the reasons why I think MMA gets a hit from traditional sports fans is that their legends fall quickly. And when they fall, they stay down. This is what makes the situation with John Jones such a big problem, and why there is not enough parity in the UFC. Micah, your thoughts? Does Anderson Silva, the guys think, because it's combat sports, he has a chance? I could be the dummy here, thinking that there is, as Vince McMahon would say, no chance in hell. What's your thoughts?
Let's see. I'm smelling something here. I think it's a meat byproduct with this bout. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on real quick. What is it that you don't stand for? What
it's
is
baloney. It's baloney.
I'm not going to stand here and listen to this baloney.
He won't, He doesn't stand for baloney.
I'm just saying, this is ridiculous. Like at first, part of me was like, oh, yay, Anderson the Spider Silver, he gets another crack at a championship. And then I say, hold on. David Cromwell is like a tank in comparison to his size.
Not even for the belt.
Yeah, he's going to squash the spider, man. I mean, and here's what I thought that was funny. Here's the funniest part, and the laughter that was in me was this. So you suspend one guy for a possible, because we don't know exactly if it was a PED. We know it was an exigent thing. It was.
They're saying now that it was a some sort of PED.
Jones
is saying that he maintains the fact that he's been taking the same thing pretty much his entire time fighting. The only question is, and I'm hearing this from some of the MMA insiders that I personally know also. Shout out to Bloody Elbow on Twitter for this one. That he did take something different for the first time over the last few months. Because I did say that he was preparing to go to heavyweight. So I think he did something, you know, the over-the-counter. I heard this from somebody yesterday that you take so much over-the-counter stuff, sometimes these companies put in new stuff that may not have been cleared by professionals. And you go to GNC to take something that you think is good that might not be on the list there, Micah.
No. You're perfectly right when it comes to that. But it just shuts me out. You go from one guy who is suspected and possibly did do the PED thing, knowingly or unknowingly, to a guy who clearly got tested and got caught twice. I'm just saying, I didn't know Dana knew. Because these are times where, and I got to give Dana White credit. Dana White is arguably the only sports commissioner right now. All the sports that have commissioners and presidents, officialized commissioners and presidents, that when he messes up, he'll tell you, I kind of messed up. That was a stupid decision. I was an idiot on that one. He'll own it. He will own it. I give him at least that much. I hope he owns his decision because I'm going to be really bored when I watch this fight. I'm only interested in one fight on this whole card. And you know what?
That's a shame. Because this card, UFC 200, honestly, for those who are maybe not into UFC or MMA, I gotta give, and this is where you gotta give UFC credit. This is where they've kind of beat boxing. They will give you a good card, even if you don't know the guy. For those who do know the sport. And especially on this card, like UFC 100, that also had Brock Lesnar on it, this card is stacked with their top tier and upcoming as well as legendary fighters. This is if you're not a UFC fan, I can almost guarantee you tomorrow if you watch this card, you will be intrigued and love this. And if anybody's in the RBA area and want to come join Mitchie Falls, Soul, S-O-U-L, capital N, sports, I will be having a UFC fight party. You are more than welcome to come. But it is BYOB. That means do not show up at my house without a bottle of some sort. And I ain't talking about orange juice. All right? So let's go ahead right here, as it is right here, J-Chris, and get us prepared. Just lock it up, Friday, and lock up this fight that I got to say, honestly, is kind of a funny fight to lock up. The co-main event of the evening, Danny Cormier, who, by the way, have you saw the footage, J-Chris, with him? Being mad at Dana White, told him he couldn't, that John Jones tested positive?
No, I didn't see that. Where can I find
it?
It was on Fox Sports. It's under there. You can go to the UFC page under there, Embedded. I believe did I say that right, Wally? It's the name of the web series, Embedded.
I saw the image. I saw the image. I didn't see a video. I saw an image.
There's a video he's visibly stumps his feet and goes, come on, Dana. Come on. Is there a waiver I can sign
to clear him
if anything happens to fight him? Because see, here's the thing. Daniel Cormier, and this is what makes me mad about Dana White. John Jones is your cash cow. I need you to tweet that. John Jones is UFC's cash cow. Okay? And also, the true, Hunger's not here to debate something that's undebatable. Okay, here's your true heavyweight champion. Everybody knows if you get stripped of a title or you lose a title for other things being lost by a fight, by combat, you're the true champion. That's what made Mike Tyson so great. He was the undisputed heavyweight boxing champion of the world. All the other champions that were paper champions meant nothing. He went one by one, said it systematically, and took their belts and brought them all back together. Danny Cormier will never be considered the world true champion. It was like when who saw you on? Shawn Michaels or Vision Mall? Who was the true champion? It was really Shawn Michaels. He didn't lose the title. He had to forfeit the title because he got jumped in the alley for running his mouth too much. Right? A little wrestling history for you, right? So Danny Cormier needs this fight, Jay Chris, more than anybody to fight John Jones to solidify who he is. He's his only loss on his career is John Jones. He was never taken down in his career. John Jones dominated him for 4.5 rounds of that fight. So Daniel Cormier really, really does want and need this fight. So let's go ahead and lock it up, Jake. Daniel Cormier versus Anderson Silva. And I want a different type of lock from you, Jay Chris. I want what kind of win it's going to be, whether it's decision, knockout, submission, whatever. Give me the type of win and who you got. Lock it up.
Whew. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and I want to pick Daniel Cormier. I mean, I want to pick Anderson Silva, to be honest with you. For some reason, I just want to pick it because of the fact that it's short notice. It's not the guy that he prepared for. Of course, Anderson Silva probably didn't prepare for this fight either. But I'm going with Cormier, and I agree with everything you said. Cormier needs to beat John Jones, and John Jones is the cash cow. John Jones is, I think, the fan favorite when it comes to UFC. I'm going to pick Daniel Cormier, and I'm going to pick him to win in a – I'm going to say a – it's going to be – what do they call it when basically –
It's only
going to
be three rounds.
It's only going to be three rounds.
It depends. Like, it's still a TKO. I think it's weird. It's like submission to punches or something like that. It's
something
really
like
weird.
Submission to punches, something crazy like that. I think it's going to be something like that, like a TKO submission through punches, something like that. That's what I think is going to happen because I think he's going to be too big for Silva. As long as Silva doesn't catch one of them heel kicks to the temple, he's going to be too big for
what
Silva.
Round?
Probably too strong for Silva. What round? Give me the second round.
It's only going to be a three-round fight since it's not a title fight and it's just noted for Silva.
Give me a second round submission by punches or TK or whatever you call it. Lock it up.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
All right, I'm going to go with you, Wally. Wally, wow! Since your boy be on Twitter fighting Redskins and whatnot. I found that, by the way. No, Red T, you better calm down, man. You're supposed to be the pitcher. You're supposed to be the passer to the Redskins. You can't be fighting with your congregation. Who you got in this? Who you got in UFC 200? Sammy Cormier or Anderson the Spider Silva?
Cormier, submission, second round.
Whoa. Okay. Lock it up, then.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Micah?
Because I like to be weird. I'm calling a choke job here. Uh-huh. And that's going to be on Daniel Cormier, who got beat by John Jones when he was hot. So he'll probably end up
in the prime.
Hey, he beat him, cocaine, man, I'm trying to tell you. But he beat him when he was hot. So I figured that on 2 days' notice and the striking ability that Anderson Silva has, I'm going with the upset. 5 knockout Anderson Silva. Round
two. Lock it up.
What round did you say?
Round two.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
I know lock it up. I really want that to happen. I want that to happen so bad. I'm sorry, King Mo. I know that's your fight partner, and I was a fan of Danny Cormier up until that video. And y'all can judge me all you want to. But when Danny Cormier made that All About That Cakes video where he was stuffing them Twinkies down his throat like he was in in Las Vegas? The cat house? Did I say it right? What's that? You know what I'm saying? Like he was in one of those bunny, on the bunny ranch? I stopped being a fan of his ever since then. I'm sorry. Shouldn't no grown man with children and a wife act like that. So, but unfortunately, this isn't about eating Twinkies. This is about Octagon. And I think he's completely outmatched over Anderson Silva. I think it's going to be a first-round stoppage. To punches as well. But I'm going first round. I think he comes out, he wrestles him, he has something to prove. He should be angry. He should be pissed. He should be all of the above. And he has to come out here and show good and then cut a promo the same way we thought that Adrian Bronner was going to cut on Floyd Mayweather. But again, he needs it. He needs it bad. So I'm going with Daniel Cormier first round TKO to submission. 347-637-3859.
Lock it up.
We got a shortened hour show. So I'm going to go real fast, guys.
I have a bone to pick with that fight, though, Mike. I do. Because when you think about it, because of everything that we said, I'm kind of almost going to just going to repeat everything that was just said, but it strikes a nerve with me. Daniel Cormier is one of the best UFC fighters. at his weight. Uh-huh. Arguably the best, you know, he hasn't beaten John.
But he's the champion.
He's the champion. So he's the best right now, right? So, and then you got Anderson Silva, who at one time was the best in his weight class, which we're talking about like 40-pound fighter.
We're talking about the best.
But lost
he
like his last five fights. He lost so many.
Yeah.
He lost his last five fights.
And one.
What makes Dana White put Anderson Silva in this fight? What is, I
easy,
mean.
Easy. The name. He felt bad that Cormier was missing out on his payday. And he knows that paydays like this don't come around. Because UFC's not like boxing. You know what I mean? It's not, these guys get a percentage of the gate and a percentage of the pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? On top of whatever they get for the fight. So it was a big thing for him. This was a big money day. He said almost seven figures it could have been for Daniel Cormier, and he felt bad for him and his family missing that payday. So you had to give this card, which, let's be real, it's lost three fights already, a name, whether, like you said, unless you're someone who listens to Sports Talk Radio right here on Fox Sports 1340, you know, or follow MMA heavily, all you hear the name Anderson Silva and you're excited. You don't really
know that
he lost to Michael.
Let me put this out there.
Uh-huh.
Even though it probably could not have happened because he's already scheduled to fight, why not put him in against Brock Lesnar and have him fight Brock Lesnar? I mean, you're already talking about weight differences and whatnot like that. Why not have him fight? If you're worried about him getting his money and all like that, why not have him fight Brock? It's another name. You know what I mean? It probably will be a better fight. Why not?
Maybe because it was already set. Maybe because it was already set, and Brock had an opponent.
But I also think,
and I said this in the beginning, that WWE didn't want to give Brock Lesnar too hard of an opponent. Now, Mark Hunt's a respectable opponent, but he's not the guy. He's not the big name guy that you could, you know what I mean? I think Jake just said, well, how does that happen? It's a money thing. It's when WWE would let ECW invade, you know what I mean? It's a work for both parties involved. So, overall, you know, you want to keep Brock Lesnar somewhere respectable where, yeah, he can lose the fight, you know, win the fight as well. I'm not putting my pick out there because I think this is a really hard fight for Brock Lesnar more than people think it is for him as well. So, we're going to say the main event for last. But like I said, I want to go ahead and run the card if I can real fast for those who are, you know, just tuning in. It's a very, very, very big card from the prelims on Fox Sports 1, which you guys, you know, you better have Fox Sports. You got Joe Lozon taking on Diego the Nightmare Sanchez, one of my favorite fighters. Okay, you got Jim Drunken Miller from Jersey going on the call. You got Thiago Santos taking on Gegard Mousasi. What a fight. Then the main event, you got Sage Northcutt. You know, sweeping leg, Johnny the Karate Kid, who had all this promise and then got beat up his last time out. So you got, like I said, fan of the program, DJ Dillashaw, and Johnny Hendricks taking on Kevin Gilliard, this is such a great night. You got Jose Aldo on the. I mean, this card is just completely stacked from top to bottom. We always use the words to pay or not to pay. We talked about it yesterday, and we know why you don't pay for stuff. Before I even say this anymore and keep this going, you know what? This isn't for the crew when I say to pay or not to pay. Because my dudes, this is a barbershop. We already know what happens in a barbershop. You're going to get whatever hands you can get yourself to watch it. I might be the only person that pays for barbershop stuff here. But yes, fans, if you want to pay for something, if you believe in paying for good products, if you have an iPhone, you're not one of those guys that say, oh, I'm not buying apps. I got a jailbreak my phone. This fight's for you. Okay? I think this is going to be well worth the money. You know, don't get me started on that, Jason. I've always thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Why would I pay for an app? I can get it for free. Well, you know, it's 99 cents to you, really. You're gonna jeopardize your phone because you don't want to pay a dollar. Well, I ain't got Tetris. I got Tetris, but it's called Rat Race. It's the same as Tetris. No, it's not. It's called Rat Race. It's not the same as Tetris. But 347-337-385. Now help me out right now. I just go stick with the main event card, Jake. Just give me a fight.
You want to the main event card? You got Velasquez versus Brown.
Yes, versus Travis Brown. You know who Travis Brown is, guys, right? That is the boyfriend of Miss, you know that girl I can't stand who got beat up really bad. Yeah, I don't even want to say her name right now. Okay, yeah, you, the RR. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Yeah, you. That's her boyfriend. Good fighter. Excellent fighter. Listen, guys. Like boxing, we all love heavyweight fights when it matters. This is a heavyweight fight that someone's going to get knocked at 18 double hockey stick out. Cannot wait to see this fight. I tell you that much. This is a very, very, very good fight to watch. I'm going to start it off here, guys. Cain Velasquez has had injury problems after injury problems. He is not the same guy that demolished Brock Lesnar 2 years back, 3 years back. I'm going to go ahead and lock this up for Travis Brown with a second-round TKO. Now, no one has the cardiovascular that Cain Velasquez has. He's just been so injury-prone lately. He's another AKA fighter, another friend of the program, King Mo Lawler's fighting partner, another fight partner, Daniel Cormier. He's an AT-double hockey stick of a wrestler, but I just really, really, truly love the stand-up and the quiet jiu-jitsu of Mr. Travis Brown. This may actually open up the pay-per-view. I can't remember last time I've seen too many heavyweights actually open up the pay-per-view. I'm going to lock it up with Travis Brown with a second-round stoppage by the referee over the former UFC heavy two-time heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. Lock that up. Jay Chris, who you got on this fight?
No, you lock it up. You lock it up.
Well,
lock it up.
You know, I'm looking at it, right? And I was thinking about taking Velasquez, right? Because that's the name that I really know. And, you know, I see Cain Velasquez fight, and I'm like, man, he's killing people. But then it's like I realize I look at the menu when I look at the TV. It was a fight from like 3-4 years ago. So I don't know if it's that or not anymore. So I'm going to go with you on this. I'm going to follow your lead on this, and I'm going to go with Travis Brown. You know, his girlfriend got beat up, so he should be angry and want to beat everybody up because that's just the way it should go. I'm going with Travis Brown, and I'm locking it up.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
Micah, who you got?
Oh, this is easy. I'm going with Cain Velasquez. It's not even a question. I understand everything that you said, but, you know, here's the best part about Cain Velasquez. When he's done shooting whatever he was shooting in his arm, he's actually good at what he does. I'm just saying, let's just be honest. You know, people be getting caught, man. These guys are dope. Anyway, I expect that even though he has a slightly shorter reach, slightly shorter leg reach, that because of the amount of strikes that he can land, like, per minute, the quality strikes that he can land per minute, the accuracy of his strikes, that I believe that he is going to be able to do enough to go ahead and knock Travis Brown out. So, I mean, there's a reason why he's number two.
You know, compared to Travis Brown and Cain Velasquez as far as the reach is concerned, I think it's more like your arms are too short to box a guy would be the saying. Travis Brown is long, no broke back. Okay, he's a very tall, lanky fighter. So, but Cain Velasquez does have them hands, and he can't put them paws on you. So we shall find out. He locked it up for Cain. What round?
Oh, I'm locking up a second round. Second round right there. Probably a knockout.
You better lock it up.
Give me Cain Velasquez and knockout first round.
Down the middle between the hour of power and sports. And since we're at the hour mark, we're going to take a break, y'all. 347-637-3859. Make sure you go out there, tweet, retweet. Let them know it is Rock It Up Friday. It is Friday. The Rock It Up Sticker! UFC 200! We'll be right back, y'all.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honest Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters, Call Ike today, 640-0790.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Clonan Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Puddleduck Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddleduck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg. And if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
347-637-3859. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Take over for a second. I'll be right back.
Well, it's the Untouchable Takeover. It's me, Jay Chris. What's going on, fellas? So we were just going through the – right before the break, we're going through the UFC 200 card, one of the biggest UFC cards that we've probably ever seen. There's a good fight all the way through, and we were talking about the last fight between Velasquez and Brown. You know, there's three more fights on this main card where you have four more fights because you can't forget – Wiley's girl Tate. right? Cupcake Tate, as you go out.
Yeah. Yeah, Cupcake.
So we got Aldo versus Edgar. Now, you know, we're going to go through this real quick because we got about 20, a little less than 20 minutes left in the show. We want to go run through these real quick. Aldo versus Edgar. Micah, who you got?
Oh, Jose Aldo all day. Dude's been a beast for a minute, more than a minute. He's been a beast for like years. So I'll definitely go with him. I mean, Frankie Edgar, now let's not take away from anything from Frankie Edgar. He is not a slouch. He is not a scrub. He is not a bum. But we're talking about Jose Aldo here. So I'm just going to, like, let his strikes and let all the things that he does well speak for me, because he's going to go ahead and take care of this brother in two rounds. I always go two, because sometimes one isn't enough. I think it's going to be two. Jose Aldo into more than likely knockout TKO.
Locking it up.
You better lock it up.
While we're talking Aldo versus Edgar, who you got?
I'm going with Aldo. TKO, one of the big names in this game, in this fight game. So, and that's a guy, a name that I recognize. So, I don't expect him to get upset. So, yeah, I'm going with Aldo.
You better lock it up.
No, I just assume you're locking that up.
Lock it up.
I just hit
lock
the button.
Yeah, you're right. I'm locking it up. Put the keys in it, dude. Lock.
You said this was Endo. Smell more like Aldo. I'm also going with Aldo in this fight. I'm going with Aldo in this fight, and I'm going with a second round TKO, and I am locking that up. Lock that up for me.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
Next fight, do we really got to talk about? Because we've already talked about it. Cormier versus Silva. I think we all picked in that one already, haven't we? Yeah, we all picked in that one. I'm going to wait for Mike to come back to get this Lesnar-Hunt fight, because I know he wanted to talk about that. But Cupcake Tate versus Nunez. Wally, I'll let you go first, because I pretty much know where you're going to go with it. So I'm going to let you go first, Wally.
She didn't look that bad, man. Man, Cupcake Tate, man.
You're locking that one up?
You know I'm locking it, man. Locking it up. Lock it up.
My man Micah, Emmy Richmond on the Twitter. What you got in this one? You got Nunez versus Tate. Who you got?
I tell you, man, Wally sounds like most guys when they see Sasha Banks. He's enamored. Crazy, man. I'm gonna lock up Misha Cupcake Tate, but I have a concern. I have a concern about this Nunez person. She scares me. Like, she has a really unnecessarily strong chin. You know, she has these eyes that, you know, a little far apart. Very broad shoulders. You know, I'm just saying. You know, we've been catching a lot of people recently with some of this USADA stuff. You know, and women just don't look like dudes naturally all the time. I mean, I've seen some. We've all seen that one woman who's straight up like a dude. And it's not her fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes in these combat sports, some ladies like to take the edge off, you know what I'm saying, and give themselves an advantage. Now, I'm concerned about this Amanda Nunes person, because I don't know what to call her, him.
Wow.
So you're aesthetically I'm looking at the pictures and I can see a woman in Misha Cupcake Tate. I see confusion in Amanda Nunes. I'm just confused. I can't.
So who you locking up?
I'm locking up Misha Cupcake Tate because, you know,
you
are
locking
up. Her best
strike is switching. It almost sounded like you might have been switching on that. So you are locking up Tate.
I'm concerned about her and her Zika transference, but outside of that, I'm fine.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
All right, where are you locking up?
Lock it up.
Mike, are you back? It sounds like you're back. Is that you, Mike?
Yeah. Did I miss Jose Aldo?
Yeah, but I'll let you get your pick in. Go ahead.
Jose Aldo's taking on somebody who he needs to beat. He needs to beat him. Jose Aldo was once considered the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, or one of them, that people didn't really know about because of his injury problems. I think he comes out and shows off and comes back. The last time we saw him, he got knocked out in 13 seconds. I think he has a lot to prove. Nunez versus Misha Cupcake Tate for the title.
another step-in fight. That was the original fight that was planned. It's a replacement fight. I got to go with Misha Cupcake Cake because he beat the girl I saw here. He didn't beat. So Misha Cupcake Cake with a unanimous decision.
You better lock it up.
All right, so here we go. I saved that. I purposely skipped over this one so you could talk about it, Mike. Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt. I'm going to pick my feet up off the floor, Mike. I'm going to let you talk about this one.
Well, I feel like this, guys. All the hype right now is for Mr. Brock Lesnar to win this fight. I am under the assumption that people forget that Brock Lesnar was very punchable. You know, he's not fighting you or me. Well, we saw Brock Lesnar, he might completely, you know, beat our time part. He's fighting guys that train to get hit. If Mark Hunt puts some paws on him, Brock Lesnar is going to be flipping around the cage again like last time we saw him when he was in the ring against last year. He cannot take a punch, people. I'm of complete belief that Brock Lesnar can't take a punch. He barely beat former heavyweight champion Frank Mir, who... the first time he lost, he got tapped out. Probably the only real fight, in my opinion, he's ever beat was Frank Mir. However, with all that being said, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster than Mark Hunt. Brock Lesnar do what Brock Lesnar does. Wrestler just got to the ground and ground and pound. And I'm talking about the kind of ground and pound I'm going to do when I get off work tonight. No offense, it's an adult show, and I'm married. So listen, people, just wear rubber and you'll be good, okay? I don't have those issues. However, ground and pound is exactly what's going to happen tonight. Tomorrow night, Brock Lesnar at UFC 200 with a first round knockout, and then goes on as I was the Notre Dame of professional wrestling to take on at SummerSlam, Randall Keith Orton. Lock it up, Brock Lesnar, peace in the East.
You better lock it up.
Michael, who you got in this?
Yes. Cameron's right. Hunt be putting those paws on people. And Brock Lesnar's the kind of guy, you put too many paws on him, that he may actually crumble. Supposedly, the word going around that, Mr. Lesnar there, got a little bit of a glass jaw there, supposedly. But at the same time, his 8 fights, I would have to say we're done. What was that disease he had? Diverticulitis? So, I would have to say that Brock Lesnar with diverticulitis still won 5 UFC MMA fights and was able to capture a championship while being sick. It's similar to me in my head of John Jones beating the crap out of somebody while hot. So, I think a healthy, uninhibited, unhandicapped Brock Lesnar is going to go ahead and do what he needs to do against Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt got some paws. He looks like a bear anyway. But I think Brock Lesnar is going to go ahead and put him to the ground where a lot of people can't really hang with Brock Lesnar. I ain't saying everybody, but I don't think Mark Hunt got a ground game that can rival Brock Lesnar. Lock up the beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
You better lock it up.
If every wrestling fan of this show don't pick Brock Lesnar, I want you to give me 5 sit-ups when he loses. If he loses.
I'll do more than 5 sit-ups. I'll do 100. I don't care. It's just sit-ups.
just testing his stomach. That's all.
Wally, who you got?
Oh, yeah, give me Brock Lesnar. That's, you know, I'm familiar with Brock Lesnar. You know, he wrestled in Minnesota. Yeah, he wrestled in Minnesota. He can fight. Him and Kurt Angle are pretty cool. They like to wrestle and stuff like that. He's a big dude. Well, he's at least 5-3. You know, but he's Brock Lesnar. He's a world champion at USC. So, Brock Lesnar.
You better lock it up.
And you guys make some very valid points and arguments in here. Uh-oh. Brock Lesnar has 8 fights. Mark Hunt has lost more fights than Brock Lesnar has. Okay. Well, he's also won more fights than Brock Lesnar has, too. But he's lost more fights than Brock Lesnar has.
Blind tag. I didn't put this out there for the fans. I'm sorry, J. Chris. Mark Hunt has been on a tear over his last 4 fights also. Now, put that in perspective, that in MMA,
sometimes fighters can go on runs. You know what I mean? Like kind of like tennis. How you can get an older tennis player to come back and just be really dominant. And Mark
like,
Hunt.
Like Boris Becker. All the one time.
Like Boris Becker, exactly. That's my favorite tennis player, by the way.
Andre Agassi did too.
Yes, he did.
Boris Becker, baby. Yeah. He got more wins than Boris Becker. But we're not talking tennis, even though we should be talking women's tennis. But the finals is on Sunday, so we will lock that up too. Probably forgot about that. But go ahead. That's what I want to put out there. If he puts some balls on Brock, Brock's going to fall.
Well, I'm looking at these numbers, right? I'm looking at the numbers and stuff like that. And as much as I just want to pick Brock Lesnar because I feel like I don't want to say the fix is in, but I feel like this was like a hand-selected thing because WWE can't have this guy Brock losing a fight leading into SummerSlam. I'm going to go with Mark Hunt in this fight. Brock, they're about the same.
Wow.
They weigh about the same, but his arms are shorter. His leg reaches an inch shorter, and his if they go to the ground, I think it's a problem. But I think I'm going with Mark Hunt. The Super Samoan Mark Hunt, I'm going with him on this. I think he's going to put the paws on Brock. That's what I'm looking for him to do. And if he doesn't win, then the fix was in. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I don't care what y'all say. If he doesn't win, the fix is in. Lock it up.
You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up.
So I have my bet hedge there. If he doesn't win, the fix is in. Get my Johnny Cochran.
Oh, Brock Lesnar don't win? Absolutely.
Yeah, no. If
Absolutely.
Mark Hunt doesn't win, the fix was in.
Because I'm
locking up Mark Hunt.
To win this Johnny Cochran. That's what
that
is.
The New Zealander, these New Zealand guys.
Can we put a bet on that? He's actually Samoan. Shout out to the Ranawani family.
Yeah, he's Samoa. He's from New. He represents New Zealand. Tough guys over there. They play a lot of rugby and Australian rules football, and they knock people over and out. And he's got a tattoo on his shin. That hurts. All right. He's a tough guy. I'm trying to find something to make me like really believe this. But I'm going with Mark Hunt in this fight. I think he's going to win this fight. A lot more experience than Brock Lesnar, professionally. So I'm going with him.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not going to front. I wouldn't be shocked. All right, let's go ahead and do this. Two more locking us. We get out of here, guys. And what a great week we have had in this hot dog days of summer. MLB All-Star Game is coming up soon. And, you know, we do good around home run derby time. Let's go ahead and ask this question right now. UFC 200.
Oh,
are we locking up a good pay-per-view? I'm locking up. This might be the best UFC pay-per-view card in the history of UFC. I think, like I said, well, money spent if you're going to spend your money to do something.
I'm going to say, yeah. I mean, from the prelims that aren't on pay-per-view all the way to the pay-per-view main event with the ladies, this is probably the best one I've seen because, like I said, I recognize the name in every single one of these fights. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. How about you, Wilder?
Yeah, for me, it would have to definitely have to be. I mean, you got Brock Lesnar, you got Aldo. You know, you had, I mean, God willing, if, you know, if he's clean, you have an opportunity to get Jon Jones. So, I think you have not, this could be like the biggest one I've ever seen or seen promoted.
Micah, what you think?
I think that this proves to people who are all extra afraid of the UFC's future, when Rousey went down, when McGregor wanted to go ahead and do his little whiny stuff, Jon Jones had his issue. Folks, this proves that the UFC is just fine, that they were able to create one of the best and stacked cards to my satisfaction, and I'm a casual UFC fan, and I'm going to enjoy this card. So, with that being said, I give them, and you can lock this up, I give them credit for creating a stacked card and not catering and not bending to the whims of people like Conor McGregor or not forcing Ronda Rousey back too fast because they're desperate for ratings. That they figured it out, that Dana White and them figured it out, and they put a really stacked and really notable card together. I may actually sit down at 6 o'clock and start watching this thing. I may actually start it from 6. I may put in 6 albums on that Saturday. I may put in.
Mike, you still with us? I don't know if Mike had to go or not.
I'm sorry, guys. Say that one more time.
No, I was just saying if you were still with us.
I am here.
So. All right. Well, like Mike
got
said,
the AmTrak run. But we got to do Wilmington. We got to do Wilmington.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was going to go right in. Go ahead. Bring us into it, Mike.
There's nothing to say but Serena Williams, lock it up. And I'm going to lock up the fact that I guarantee you, somewhere during this match, you will see Serena Williams. What's the crew? What is the correct word, Jake? That's what we talked about. Probably. They're always showing and being perky. She's going to be very perky. Locked
she'll,
up Serena Williams will be very perky.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good word. Okay, very perky.
No, that's right.
And then this. Okay, that works. You sure?
I hope so.
Okay, well, if you don't get the picture, write it down. It might last longer. Or just take a picture, Serena Williams. You know what I'm talking about. But she will dominate since Venus messed it all up for us, okay, and didn't have our Williams final like we hoped we would have, like we had the last year, the year before last we had that finals. And lock up, they will also win the doubles this season.
Wally, our resident tennis fan. I'm a tennis fan, too, but I think Wally's a little bigger tennis fan than me, so I'll go with Wally. Wally, what you got?
Jake, we had a situation.
Can
I say that one more time?
We're talking about Serena in the finals tomorrow morning. It will be tomorrow morning here. We're saying, who you got?
Oh, you know I got Serena, man. History, man. That's one of the best. We're talking about, like you said before, Jay, Chris, the best. One of the best athletes ever. You know what I mean? So I got Serena, too, man. 22.
I'm looking forward to 22. Looking forward to 22, number 22. Micah, who you got in this Wimbledon final tomorrow?
Hashtag sweet revenge. Hashtag number 22. Yeah, that's what's going down this Saturday. Serena's going to get her get back against the chick that beat her in the Australian Open, if I remember that correctly. So she's going to get her get back. And it's going to be on fire. It's going to be on and popping. And Serena's going to be, you know, still one of the classiest, the most beautiful, and most dominant women's tennis players.
Most beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Most beautiful. Yeah, most beautiful. I'm with him on that one.
I'm with him, too, man.
I'm going to say, yeah. I think I could be wrong, but I think Serena beat the girl that beat her in Australian Open in the semifinals.
The girl beat Serena twice, actually. She beat her twice.
They got a 5-2 record, head-to-head record. But,
yeah.
You know, when someone beats Venus and they have to go and play Serena, it's a problem.
They lose.
It is a problem.
They lose.
Because Serena ain't having it. Serena, you beat Big Sister, you're going to have to pay. Serena comes into this match, and she dominates. I'm predicting a two-set win.
I said straight set.
Absolutely.
How about 6-2, 6-1?
It's very positive. This girl's pretty good though. She made Venus look not bad, but she didn't make Venus look like she was Venus Williams, even though, you know, Venus hasn't been Venus Williams. But I don't know what the number's gonna be. Mike, we got about 40 seconds left, man. Take us on out.
All right, listen, guys. Listen, have a good weekend. Thank you for joining Fox Sports 1340 and Sullivan Sports. Listen, do what I always say to do every single day. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me to me and don't love God. That's crazy. Get out of here, y'all. Fingers, I got to go to my real job. Peace.
We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sport you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's Stone Cold on the ride, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that, we are 2-1!